Praise the Lord. And once again, we are excited to present to you Sister Elizabeth Jimenez. You know, one thing we mentioned last time was how that Sister Elizabeth is multi-talented. The Lord has given her several gifts, and some of those new gifts are her babies. So aside from being multi-talented, she has her hands quite full, literally full right now. So with that said, Sister Elizabeth, we're going to turn it over to you.
Good morning, Brother Vic. Good morning, everyone, and God bless you all. And I appreciate this opportunity to be here again and to talk to you. And I have got something on my heart that was laid on my heart actually more than a week ago. And it's a burden that I have been feeling for a little while. And I thought, okay, when my time came up again to do this, I thought, all right, Lord, what is it that you'd like me to talk about? And this came to the forefront of my mind almost immediately. And it's kind of simple today because I want to just talk real talk today to help somebody. And I want to preface this by saying that if at first it sounds like it's kind of down, it isn't. This is not a negative mindset at all. I just want to reach somebody where you might be at today to let you know that God is here and He loves you and that everything is going to be all right. So as far as when I meant real talk, we have been in our homes for several weeks now, and it is very easy for all of us to start feeling a little bit discouraged or lonely at times. And I have just so loved and appreciated these morning manna devotions and the evening devotions. It's just been a balm to my soul. And not only that, but it's also made me feel connected and united in the midst of this storm where you feel like you're kind of out on your own. You're connected to the church virtually, but it doesn't feel like a human connection per se. But when you hear your brothers and sisters get on and they talk and they're full of faith, it does something to you. And it's been like an anchor in the middle of the storm for me. I have loved these, and I've heard snippets about how we might be carrying on with some of this. And I am so for it, and I would love that. I appreciate every brother, every sister, every leader, every woman of faith that has gotten on here and has allowed God to use you. It has ministered to my soul, I can say. If you're in a place today that you're not feeling, I know with these devotions, they are a lot of the men and the sisters that have gotten up and have spoken are just full of faith. They sound on fire, and it's super positive. Pastor Clark's messages have just been incredible, positive, full of faith and hope for the future. And it's what we need right now. And sometimes if you're in the place right now where you don't feel full of faith and you don't feel excited and full of hope for the future, I just want to talk to you today. I know that all of us, we're trying really hard to stay upbeat and to keep this going and just walk this walk, keep the faith. There are times when, because of where we are right now in this season and in this strange moment of history, really, this is going to make history for sure, I'm sure. It's easy to start to feel kind of down and to feel like, okay, I'm alone, because all of these messages are coming out, they're going forth, and they're so positive and full of faith, and I don't feel positive, and I don't feel full of faith right now. And allow yourself that honesty to just be human. What are your options if you feel this way? You know, I want to improve. I want to feel better. I want to feel positive. I want to feel encouraged, but I just don't. I feel alone right now. I'm going to talk to you about some things that you can do to pick yourself up and to encourage yourself. The Bible, I think I've mentioned this before, that David encouraged himself. It's a literal scripture that David encouraged himself, and you can do the same thing. So what are some things that you might be feeling? Well, I'm going to just be really plain for a moment. I was in the Sunday morning service, and I was a part of a virtual service. I was at home, and we always make an effort. We gather on the computer. We turn the volume up, and the Holy Ghost is so faithful. The Holy Ghost falls every Sunday. This one particular Sunday, we were in the middle of service, and the Holy Ghost fell, and you could see it hit at the church, and I felt the Holy Ghost. But instead of, like, feeling, like, shouting and running, and sometimes my son and I will take a lap around our coffee table. It's a pretty good-sized coffee table, and we'll take a lap together. We worship because this is our sanctuary right now. But instead of feeling that, all of a sudden something came over me and I started to weep and to break because I wanted so badly to just be in the sanctuary and to feel that with my brothers and sisters. My husband drives to the church every Sunday morning and he will be a part of that service. He plays the drums or he'll be a part of Sunday school. And so it's me and the boys here. And sometimes it's really easy to feel a depressing kind of thing hover over us. And we have to fight almost every Sunday to shake that off and say, no, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to have good church. And the Holy Ghost is so faithful, and we do. We have such a great move of God here. But this one Sunday, I literally just started to weep, and I thought, what is this going on in me? And I felt guilty because here the Holy Ghost is moving. God is here in our home touching me, and I'm weeping, and I'm sad. And I realized that this might be a place that a lot of people are at. Now, the Lord spoke to me and lifted me, and I didn't have to stay in that place, and thank the Lord for his faithfulness to help us rise above that. But if you are in that place, I just want to speak to you and encourage you today that it can sometimes happen. We are meant to be together as a body, a physical body of believers. And right now it's on hold because we are obeying the wisdom and the prayerfulness of our pastor. And it's the right thing to do to submit and obey to what he feels we need to do right now. And so we are doing our part. We're being a team player and we're being wise and loving. And but it's still easy when you're alone to feel this way. So if that's you, I want to talk to you today about two paths. If we're all going to hit this point, I'm sure, I know I did, and we need to visualize. What helps me is to literally visualize two paths, the path of bitterness and the path of hopefulness. What happens eventually is we get low like that, and it happens for human beings, and that's not wrong to allow the honesty to feel that, but we don't need to stay there. That's where our choices come in and where we can step up and decide what we're going to do with those feelings. And what happens if we let that go, these little thoughts start sneaking in. Things like, if this is you today too, this is a little voice just to kind of warn you, just, oops, you know, maybe this is where I'm at. Okay, what can I do to get out of that feeling? And little voices like, you know, everyone's at the church and they're preaching faith and talking faith, but I feel sad. I know that I should be feeling revived and on fire, but I don't right now. And I actually don't feel like going to virtual church. I don't even feel like putting on my computer because if I do, it's just going to remind me that I'm here by myself. And I don't feel like connecting right now. I just need some time alone. If that's you and you start to feel those little voices sneak in, I just want to let you know, beware, because this is a time when the devil's going to creep in. There's a lot of unity that is going forward. That's happening anyway as revival is happening. But also in the middle of that, if we're isolated, we can sometimes become vulnerable. And that's when the devil's going to sneak in and try to do something, maybe make us feel more isolated. So if this is where you're at, just you can rise above that. You can get on a different path. You can choose hope today instead of the bitterness. We don't want to let that bitterness settle in, because what happens is that hopelessness, that bitterness, that doubt, discouragement, despair can settle in, and it feels like a rock just kind of sitting on you a little bit. You feel that hardening happen, and then it gets a little bit harder to break through in prayer. It gets a little bit harder to push through and enjoy the services and feel like you're uniting with your brothers and sisters. It can happen to even the best of us. And so I want to share scripture with you in Jeremiah 23 and 29. The Bible says, is not my word like as a fire? So there's an answer right there. It says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Now, I know that in this scripture it's referring to sin, but bitterness can creep up and feel like a rock that just kind of settles. despair can do the same thing. It can harden us. It dries our tears a little bit. It kind of makes us alter and shift from our regular happy self. But the word is like a fire and like a hammer that can break that rock in pieces. And instead of walking that path, if you realize maybe you're walking a path of despair or depression or sadness, I understand you today. I know where you're at. And the good thing is that there's always hope to stop and realize where you're at. And the good thing is that there's always a fork in the road. God is so good to us and so faithful that he gives us a choice and an opportunity no matter where you're at. Even if you've been walking this road since it started, maybe you're one of those that you tend to, your home situation is that you're by yourself a lot and you've come down this road, down this path, there is a fork in the road right now. And if you slip up and it happens again, maybe in a few days, there's going to be a fork in the road in a few days. You'll be able to stop and visualize that other path and say, okay, I'm walking a path right now that's got me kind of feeling despair and sad, but I'm going to switch over and I'm going to get onto that hopeful path. And I'm going to read in 1 Peter 5 and 6. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That gives you hope that something's going to change. And then it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That means if you're feeling low like that, you can take it to God in prayer. He cares for you, and it's not a burden to talk about how you're feeling. It doesn't burden God to share your negative emotions, too. We don't have to cover our negative emotions with trying to be positive when we don't feel it. We can say, God, I honestly don't feel positive right now. I don't feel hopeful. Can you help me change this to where I'm truly positive and truly hopeful and full of joy? It says, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So let's also be vigilant with this, that if we're feeling that, there might be something else at work here that's trying to keep us isolated. And then it talks about, but the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And what that means is that this affliction that you're dealing with, this trial, is only temporary. And you can use this time to allow God to make you better, to establish you, to strengthen you, and to settle you. I love that word, settle. That definitely calms a storm in my heart sometimes if I start to feel that way. So how can I hold on to hope? Well, we know that coming up after that, when this opens, there are so many people with questions that are just waiting for the church doors to open. And there's Bible studies happening now. There's baptisms happening now. Revival's happening now. But I truly believe that when this is over, we are going to see the greatest revival we have ever seen take place in this church, because this is such a sign that the end, we are in the end times, and people are waking up to that and realizing that. And as soon as these church doors open, I guarantee you we're going to see people that are going to be flooding those doors, and the visions that we've seen, I fully believe, are going to come to pass. So when you think of this, instead of feeling hopeless and depressed, you can turn that and switch over and hop over to the path of hopefulness and expectation, and just turn your passion toward that right path and say, okay, this is where I'm at. God, help me. I'm being honest with my emotions right now, but I want to be prepared. And when you start preparing for what you know is coming, you spend extra time in prayer and in the Word. Reach out to your neighbors and your family and friends now. Maybe if you have family that's not serving God, you can reach out to them now. Share the links so that they can be a part of the services. Teach a virtual Bible study. Get on the phone with people. Maybe just spread some hope. Pray with them. And invite other people to join our services and make plans and set goals. As soon as these doors open, I'm telling you, for me, this has been a wake-up call. I've been stuck in my house, and there's people that I've been contacting, but I can't wait until I'm able to use my hands and feet physically and just say, okay, the doors are open, and I'm reaching out. Like, I'm going to be a soul winner like I have never been before. I'm going to be a Bible study teacher like I've never been before, because this has shown me just where we really are. I mean, this has been such a wake-up call, and I'm on fire. I want to turn any sort of hopelessness or despair into that Holy Ghost fire feeling of I'm getting ready for revival. And when you prepare yourself, it gives you this hope. It gives you this a massive amount of hope that things are going to be better and what's coming for the future. And that shakes off that depression, that fights off that despair. And in John 14:25, it says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And this is Jesus speaking here, and he's saying that he's going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Ghost, which means we have access, direct access to the Comforter. And in the next scripture, we've relied on that, this scripture right here during this time. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So if you start feeling troubled and you start feeling afraid, you can rely on the Comforter to help kind of turn this and switch over to the other path from the bitterness path, the despair path, and switch over to the path of hopefulness of there's a light at the end of this. And as soon as I hit that, I'm telling you, I'm going to work for you, Lord, like I never have before. And real quick, how can you tell? Maybe it's hard. You're in the middle of a tough time and you don't really know which path am I on? Well, Galatians 5:22 is one of the easiest. I love this scripture because it's like a little template. It is so easy to judge yourself, your spirit, to see if where you're at, if you're in a good place. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and this is talking about if the Holy Ghost is active in your life right now, this is what's going to show. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So when the Holy Ghost is alive and active and working in us, and we're on that right path, this is the fruit that's going to show. That's such an easy way to tell. But I went ahead and created an antonym, if you will, for these same words. If I were to take Galatians 5:22 and completely reverse it to where maybe it is not the Holy Ghost working in us, maybe despair, bitterness, anything like that, what would show forth? And I did the complete opposite of this scripture. And the words I came up with that I researched were animosity, misery, agitation, frustration, cruelty, meanness, and doubt. So if those things are fighting inside of us, and this is what we're feeling, kind of agitated or edgy, frustrated, miserable, doubtful, and it can kind of make us mean at times if we're feeling that, then we know, oops, I think I'm on the wrong path. And that's the mercy of God. That's God's love reaching to us, letting us know, hey, you're on this path, but you don't have to stay here right now. There's a fork in the road right now, and you can switch over and you can choose a better path. You can be full of the Holy Ghost, take some time, and just close yourself away with God for a little while and just restart, reset, and get set on that right path. And what that's also going to do is make you such a prepared vessel for when things open back up and when we are back in church, however it is. It may be a little different for a little while, but when we are in that church, and we are a prepared vessel because we've already fought off the despair and we have become so strong spiritually that God can use us to accomplish anything. It doesn't matter how shy you might feel, how insecure you might feel. That stuff takes a back seat because we've spent time learning how to shrug off this yucky feeling and the heaviness. We've learned how to fight that here in our homes by ourselves. You know what kind of a soldier that's turning you into? That's making you such an incredible Christian because you're alone, you're learning how to fight your battles, and you're learning how to get in tune with the Spirit and better, become better and allow God to make you better. And we are united. There is unity happening. People are reaching out and connecting and with our devotions, we're staying together. Our church services are so incredible and powerful. So there is a spirit of unity that's just, it's stronger than ever before. And I want to encourage you today that even if you feel like you're in a lowly place, first of all, it's okay to be honest and admit that. And then you can start fighting to get on that good path and press on that good path and become a better soldier and allow God to turn you into that vessel that he can use when this opens up, and even now, reaching out to people and helping people. You're going to be such a stronger Christian through this so that you can take it from here all the way to the end, because I fully believe we could very well see the rapture very soon. And to be that strong Christian that has learned, like David, he fought the lion and he fought the bear. He was out by himself and he was just tending his chores. He was doing what he was supposed to do alone. And then through that, God was able to use him and turn him and anoint him as a king, because he had learned in these hard times and the times where he might have felt lonely, he learned how to be a good soldier and a good Christian. So I just wanted to share that with you today and encourage you that even if you're in a lonely place, it's okay. You don't have to stay there, and that God is with you, and we're all here to help each other. And I love and appreciate everyone that's spoken, that's reached out, that's connected. And let's keep going forward in Jesus' name. That's all I have today.
Thank you, Sister Elizabeth. That was powerful. Thank you, and you put it in the beginning, real talk. Thank you for that real talk, and thank you for the reality check. But also thank you for reminding us about our true reality, and that is that we have salvation, we are part of the church, and that we are in the perfect will of God. Once again, thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for this great devotion. Church, why don't we just thank God right now? Why don't we just lift up our voices and thank God for what we've just heard? Lord God, we thank you for this great devotion that Sister Elizabeth Jimenez has offered, Lord God. We thank you for the hope, Lord God, that we are going to receive through this devotion, Lord God. We're asking you to keep your hand upon your people throughout this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús, le pedimos. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, everyone, we're going to remind everyone to join us on this line once again at 7:15 p.m., where we will be hearing from Brother Rao this evening. And with that said, God bless you and have a great day.